Welcome to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast, where we talk all things fitness, nutrition, and wellness for women to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life inside and out. And now, your hosts, Laura Jackson and Amanda Quinn.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's episode of Fit Chicks Chat. My name's Laura Jackson.
And I'm Amanda Quinn.
And today we are celebrating the mamas.
Yeah.
Woohoo.
So, sorry, go on, Laura.
No, I was just saying, so Mother's Day is coming up this weekend. It's your second one.
It is. It is. It's kind of exciting. I wonder what Maddie is going to do for me. I wonder if she's going to just like wake me up with her normal talking, like singing to me, or is she going to maybe just like spend the morning like pulling my hair?
I don't know.
I have no idea. Like it's a very exciting moment.
Well, and what we're going to talk about today is essentially about, you know, being a mom, and it doesn't necessarily mean if you are a mom to a baby or if you're pregnant or if you have 10-year-old kids, but also to, you know, your fur babies or if you have plants or whatever it is, because being a mom, it's a term that kind of means a lot of different things, right?
Yeah. I always think of mom as just like, it's like you are someone who's like, you're like a caregiver, like whether it's like you're giving love and caring for a human or an animal or whatever. It's just like you are mothering and you are caring for this living thing.
Yeah. And I always think about it too, like from my nutrition side, like Mother Nature, you know what I mean? Like she takes care of everybody.
Yeah.
But so today what we're going to do is one of my favorite things. I get to be Barbara Walters and I get to interview you because I don't actually have a child. I have my business baby, who is now not a baby. She's turning 10.
And we love Fit.
And which you're my co-parent of. But I want to talk about, especially, you know, for all the moms out there. And like I said earlier, a lot of times most people, when they talk about, you know, fitness and motherhood or wellness and health and motherhood, they typically talk about it for new moms because it's like, it's almost like that shift's happening in your life and you need the skills, right? Like that's where online or most blogs or most fitness. But I always think too, like once you have a baby, you're postnatal, right? Like for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
So whether your kid is, you know, whether you have a baby that's 3 months old and you're trying to figure out, oh my God, what the heck, how do I transition this whole new life? Or if you have like 10-year-olds, your life changes once you have kids. So how do we still make sure we're getting our fitness in, making it a priority, and taking care of ourselves? So that's why I want to interview you for some insights to share with everybody.
Definitely. And I think one of the things that I've noticed for me personally is how much through each stage things shift. Because, you know, it's like people say, like when you have a baby, it's like, oh, it's really overwhelming. So like I find actually in this stage that I'm at right now, which is Maddie being 17 months old, is one of the more challenging. Like if I could go back in time, I'm like, in the beginning when she was born, like she was a newborn, she slept so much and it was like actually a lot easier in the sense for me to balance out a lot of things versus now. Now it's like, I've really got to be scheduled. I got to be regimented. I got to do all these things. It's like, and I also have to be super flexible, as we were just talking about before we even came live on here, is that flexibility is key. So yeah, so let's dive in, ask away, and I will answer to the best of my abilities. Again, keeping in mind, I only have a toddler. She's 17 months old. I don't have a 10-year-old yet, but I understand the demands and I understand the shifting of gears when it's like, as your baby and as your child gets older, how things start shifting and changing drastically.
Okay. So the first thing I'm going to ask you, and I want you to be like as candid and as honest as possible, because even though we always are, but I think it's very easy for us, you know, for people to look at us and think, okay, you guys are in health and fitness. You know, it must be so easy for you to make sure that's part of your daily life when it really is not.
Yeah.
And I actually want to do something about this on our business podcast too, because it's crazy how much your health and fitness is the first thing to go when life gets busy.
Mm-hmm.
But how do you manage it all? Like, how are you managing being someone who's always had fitness as such a huge part of your life, and then you have a child, how have you been managing that, like trying to keep that going, or are you keeping it going, or what's going on there?
Oh man, that's a good question, and it's a loaded question. Well, as I was saying, it shifts, right? So when Maddie was first born, when I was like, you know, 2 weeks after she was born, I had that like anxious feeling inside of me, because I always use health and fitness and movement as sort of my therapy, right? So I had that anxious feeling of like, oh my gosh, like if I don't move, I'm going to freak out, right? And I had a C-section, so movement was a little bit harder, but I was determined. So I started just doing like light little hand weights and things like that. And that is not recommended. And my doctor was mad at me about it. And she was like, you know, the rules still apply to you. You shouldn't have done that. And I was like, I know I broke the rules. I'm sorry. I just had to move because mentally I needed to do something. And walking wasn't an option at that time because I had where my stitches were, I had nerve damage. And so every time I moved, when I was walking, it felt like my skin was catching on fire.
Ugh.
Yeah, it's like the weirdest feeling. Like it literally would just feel like it's like in flames. So I was like, oh, this is not going to work. So I would just kind of sit and do like hand weight stuff and things like that. But that's sort of like, I would just kind of, in the beginning, I would just kind of fit it in. I wasn't able to do regular workouts. Then when about 6 months after Maddie was born, when I actually started feeling strong again, like to the point where I was like, oh, I could actually do my workouts the way I did them prior to having a baby. But it took me about that long to get back my body back to the strength and back to the place where I actually felt like I could physically make it through those workouts. Now, like I said, she's 17 months. Things are busier. Things are crazier. In the past few months, it's been a real challenge to be able to get my fitness and to be able to do the things that I like to do. Like, I love practicing yoga. I haven't been to a yoga studio in like, I don't even know, probably almost a year, because it's just something that I just can never be able to schedule in, because my days literally consist of, you know, work, taking care of Maddie. And then from as soon as I finish work at 6 p.m. every day, or like, you know, roughly, it's dinner, bath, quiet time, books, bed. And I take care of all of that. So literally my day starts from the moment that I wake up, which is anywhere between 7 and 8, depending on if she wakes up in the night. And it goes right through till about 11 at night. At about 10 o'clock at night is when I get my first moment of like me time, like downtime to myself. And it's usually like reading or something like that, because it's like, I need to read and I have all these things I'm doing. So, workouts. Now your question, sorry, that was a big, long answer to your question, but workout wise for my fitness side of it, for me, it's been like trying to figure out how to fit it in as much as possible. So the one thing that I do, and you're going to like think I'm such a nerd, but I put my workout clothes on as soon as I wake up. I like to do my workout.
So do I.
So like literally as I'm recording this right now, I'm sitting in my workout clothes. And the reason why I do this is because I haven't had a chance to do my workout yet, because I had some things sidetrack me this morning. My daughter injured herself and things like that. So life happens, right? And so I like doing my workouts. I try to get my workouts done in the morning before she gets up. That's kind of my goal. But it doesn't always happen that way because she's unpredictable. I have no idea if she's going to wake up in the night or if she's going to wake up early in the morning before I get it done or whatever. So I try to get it done in the morning. If I don't get it done in the morning, I get up with her, I hang out with her, we do stuff. But I always have my workout clothes on so that as soon as I have that moment or have that like 20 to 30 minute window where I can shut everything down and get my workout in, I'm already ready to go. So it's kind of like, and I kind of, it kind of forces me to tell myself like, I can't go from being in my workout clothes to changing into like bed clothes. Like I have to get the workout in. I have to make it so that it's like, well, I'm wearing my workout clothes in it. I didn't put them on for nothing. That's kind of my mindset. I know it sounds kind of dorky, but it's like, that's how I kind of make sure I get it in. And then really it's just a matter of like some days doing 5 minute intervals of workouts, like where I'll just do like 5 minutes of like different lower body exercises, just body weight resistance. Or sometimes I'll just do a 5 minute, like little mini cardio thing where I'll just do like, you know, jump squats and burpees and stuff for 5 minutes. It's like whatever I can get in because I'm in my workout clothes. Keep in mind, I'm sitting here in my workout clothes. So it's like, if I could fit it in, I fit it in. And then if I can actually get a full workout in, I do that as well. So that's kind of, that's my strategy. It's not like a, it's not a super sexy strategy, but it works. It works for me, and it allows for me to actually still be able to get my fitness in. And, you know, you'd be surprised by like those 5-minute intervals that I do here and there on the days that I have to do those, how much of a boost it is for me throughout the day. Because there's days, those days that I can't get my workout in and I can only do the 5 minutes, those are the days when I need the workout the most usually, because it's probably the most hectic time and the most hectic day. So it's kind of like, it actually helps to like re-energize me and just like kind of shake out any anxiety and like get my brain just sorted again.
Well, no, and that's the thing too, is that, you know, we talk about this a lot in this podcast, but like, of course, fitness has so many benefits from like a health perspective. But really, like, once you add fitness to your life on the regular, you realize how much it is such an emotional outlet. Like, I am an anxious freak if I do not work out either. So mm-hmm. I'm the same. Like, if I miss, you know, even for me, 2 days in a row, I usually take a rest day, but 2 days in a row, then I'm like, oh my God. And I'm not saying like, okay, I'm working out, you know what I mean? On the day, my day off, I'm still at walking. I mean, 2 days in a row where I'm like just at home and I haven't left the house, or I'm sitting, you know what I mean? Like, I haven't done any type of movement. Cause even for me, like going for a walk is a stress relief. So,
And I should too. That's one thing that I do often too, because now that it's warmer here in Canada and it's getting warmer, on the days that I don't necessarily have a ton of time, I mean, I always take Maddie out. If it's a nice day, we always go for a walk. So that's at least some outlet that I know I can get in every single day. So at least it's like, okay, I can look forward to that. I do that after dinner usually. Let me go to the
I think one of the biggest struggles for us, and even though I don't have a child, but since we've been working for ourselves and from home for such a long time and without kids, because Maddie's only come into the picture 2 years ago, we're so used to kind of doing it like our days are ours. You know what I mean? So for you now to have a baby, it's like, you're not like somebody who goes to work and you're on somebody else's schedule, right? Like, you don't go to work, because when you have somebody else dictating your schedule, like for example, you go to work from 8 to 4, you don't have a choice but to do things in the morning and to do things either on your lunch break or do them right. You know what I mean? Like, but for us, because we work from home, I think that's one of the biggest things. And for a lot of women now who are working from home, is because your kind of your life and your work becomes this big blur. And even for me, I know there's some days I wake up and I'm not in the zone to be working out. I mean, to work. So sometimes I don't even start my work day till 1 o'clock in the afternoon, but I also have the luxury of working till whenever I want to at night. So you know what I mean? Like, it's a lot harder people always think it must be easier to get your fitness in when you work from home, but I actually find it harder sometimes because you don't have any set structure. You have to create that structure, which can be really challenging when you're somebody who thrives on no structure.
Yeah. No, it's funny that that's a huge shift that I had to do, because I didn't really have a lot of structure before. It was kind of like, I'd get my workout in usually in the morning, and then I would kind of like before Maddie was born, and then I would just work, and I would work throughout the day, and then I might take like a lunch break and go for a walk and then come back and do more work. And then I might work right through the whole night and like not even like worry about anything else. But now it's like, I have to shut it down at certain points. I have to stop everything because I got to make dinner and I got to do bath time and I got to do this and I got to do that. And that my process, my evening process is, and I know other moms listening, like it may not be the same for you, but for me, from dinner till sleep is like a 4-hour window of stuff I have to do, like 3 to 4 hours of stuff. And it's like, so to go from one mode to the next is like, it's kind of intense sometimes. And it's like, it's fine and it works, but it's, I don't have that luxury. So it's like, if I don't get my workout in, I will be just changing from my workout clothes to my bed clothes. And like, if I don't fit it in somehow, sneak it in before 6 o'clock, before I have to like do dinner, I will not get it done. There's no way. Cause unless I'd be doing a workout at like 10:30 at night and like, I cannot do that. I know you can, but I definitely cannot.
No, I can't anymore either. As I get older, I can't.
I can't even imagine trying to do a workout at nighttime.
No, the latest I actually can do one, and that's even pushing it for me, is like 7:30.
Yeah. I'm just too tired.
But okay, so kind of sticking with that, like what has been, I mean, obviously you've shared some, but what has been like your biggest challenge after having a baby and trying to balance all of this, like balance this change in your, like you had this lifestyle beforehand that was like, you know what I mean? Like you worked out this many days a week. now going to having this? What has been your biggest challenge with balancing it all, like trying to fit it in? And also, I mean, I know you've said some of that, but also just emotionally, because I think that's something we don't talk enough about, is like the emotional side. Because it's not,
I was going to actually say it's more emotional than it is physical. Physical is kind of like, I just had to have a schedule. Like I had to create something and just be like, I either do it in the morning, I put on my workout clothes, I do it. You know what I mean? Like, it's kind of like I force myself to figure out ways to get movement in. That's like the physical side of it. But the emotional side has been the side that's been a lot more of a shift for me. It's been allowing myself to have more flexibility with myself, in the sense of like, if I do miss my workout, like if I, you know, understanding that like it doesn't have to be, you know, an hour. I don't have to go to a yoga studio. I sometimes just do like quick little, like, you know, a few sun salutations at home. Like, even though that's not the same and it's not my practice, it at least keeps me mobile. It keeps my flexibility and my mobility in place and things like that. Like, I had to learn how to be more flexible and kinder to myself in that sense, because that's a really big shift. Right? Because it's like going from what I was accustomed to doing, which was like, I used to work out for 45 minutes to an hour and a half, depending if I was doing my yoga practice, it was an hour and a half. So it's like, that would be every day. And then sometimes even twice a day, because I'd also go for a walk after or something. And now I had to like let go of that. So that emotional side of letting go of that was a really hard thing. And a bigger hurdle than I would have expected, I guess. And then I think, you know, the other thing is I had to get over, and this is something I'm working on, and we were talking about this just before this podcast today, is I had to work on, and I'm still continuing to work on, the idea of letting go of feeling like a failure. I feel like I suck in a lot of things that I do right now, because I'm kind of spread really thin, right? Like, so I feel like, as a mom, I sometimes feel like I suck, because I'm like, okay, maybe I'm not spending enough time with her, or maybe, you know, she wouldn't have hurt herself if I was there with her instead of, like, I mean, I'm fortunate that I have my husband, who is a stay-at-home dad, so he takes care of her throughout the day. So she is with us constantly, but that's also harder in some ways too, because it's like I get pulled away all the time to be like, oh, can you watch her for a minute? I got to go do this and that kind of stuff. So it's a little distracting from a work perspective. But yeah, it's like, not feeling like I suck in all these areas is a really hard thing for me to get through, because I'm used to being a person who is, you know, I am a very driven person, and I am very much dedicated to my goals and to my outcome and being successful in everything that I put my mind to, right? Like, it's like I set my mind to something, I'm going to achieve it. And it's not that I'm not achieving things, it's just that things take longer now, or things get sidetracked because I have, you know, something comes up with my daughter and I have to put everything else on pause. I have to cancel all my meetings for the day because I got to take care of her because she's not feeling well, or whatever the case may be. And it's like, then it makes me feel like I suck at my business. And then I feel like I suck at being a mom, because sometimes I have to be like, no, I have to do this. And you're going to just have to, like, you know, I have to step away from her for a minute. So it's like, trying to balance that feeling is probably been the hardest. And I know that it's different because I work from home, but it's really not that different for anyone listening right now. And it's like, you know, even if it is like you have fur babies or you have kids that are 10, like, I know people that have kids and they feel like they suck because they're like, I can't make it to every single practice because I have other commitments that come up sometimes, or I have 3 kids and they're all in competitive sports, so I have to choose constantly, and so I have to rotate, and then I feel like I suck because I missed their, you know, they had a really big, like, they were playing hockey and they did a really good goal and I missed it because I was at this other kid, my other child's activities. And so it's like, but you're only one person and you have to remember that. And I try to remind myself of that, but I know, and I feel you, anyone listening, like, I am on the same page as you, it's a big hurdle to get over.
Well, and then there's also the other feeling too. And I think this is, and I know we're talking about fitness, but
yeah,
kind of getting the whole thing of mom guilt, like talking to a friend of mine and she's like, you know, I really like to work and she loves her work. And sometimes she finds hanging out with her kids boring. And that sounds terrible to say. And these are the things that a lot of people don't say, is that, you know what I mean? Those times where you're like, I don't want to always be a mom, because you're not just a mom. You're so many other facets, and there's nothing wrong with having those other sides to you. I remember this quote once I read though about how you can only like balance, of course, we've talked about this before. Balance is BS. There's no such thing as balance.
Yeah.
There's no such thing as priorities. There is a priority. You know what I mean? Like you will always drop whatever, everything else for the number one priority. But mm-hmm. it was talking about how there's, you can only focus on three things max at once in your life. So you could be like a really, really great at your job and a really great partner and like really into your fitness. Or you could focus on really being into fitness and being a great mom and being a good partner, but you can't be doing, you know what I mean? Like it's only three. You can't be like 85 things.
Yeah.
So it's at times, whereas like, you know, last year for me, one of my major priorities was school, finishing school, was finishing, was working on my relationship. And then always kind of my businesses in there. Then this year, I find that like my main priority is the business. So there's things in my personal life that I'm starting to feel like I'm not so connected to, but I understand this concept now because I can only give so much energy and whatever else I'm giving energy to, it only gets, you know, 30%, 30%, 30% kind of thing.
Yeah.
So it's hard, but again, life is fluid though. It never stays in the same place. So whatever you're dealing with right now, whatever you're focusing on right now, it will shift as your life shifts.
Definitely.
So it's like figuring out the new norm or figuring out the new priority or the new balance.
Yeah. I mean, and that's the thing. And it's like I said, it's allowing yourself to be more flexible too. So if you're somebody who is like a bit of a control freak like me and like a little bit of like, I need everything to happen exactly as I plan it. Like you have to, I think, as a mom, learn to be more flexible. Be more flexible with yourself, allow yourself more flexibility with your schedule, allow more flexibility with, you know, deadlines. And also, you know, when we talk about like the fitness side of it or the wellness side of it, like give yourself a bit of a break. Like I'm still not at a place where I physically feel really comfortable. Like I'm like, you know, I'm almost back to my pre-pregnancy weight, I think. I don't know how much I weigh, and everyone knows that. Like, I don't weigh myself at all, but I feel like my body's almost there because it feels strong and everything else. But it's also changed, right? And it's shifted. And so it's like giving yourself permission to just be okay with where you're at. And just as long as, for me, as long as I know I'm on the path towards solution, I'm okay. Like that's the one thing for me is like, I always have to be moving forward with everything I'm doing. So if it's my fitness, if it's for my wellness side of it, if it's my business side, if it's with my daughter, like whatever it is that I'm doing, I have to know that I'm moving towards a solution and working towards something in order to be okay with it. I can't just stay stagnant and I can't just stay at a place where I feel like I'm just going to stop everything. Right?
No, completely. And that's where I always think like, any effort, like whenever I'm feeling like totally overwhelmed or whatever, something's not working, I always think about like just taking action, right? And we know that we know this a lot, like in our business. It's like if something feels like it's not working, it's like just stop sitting there thinking about it and just do something. Like write the email, write the blog post, create the landing page, whatever it is. And it's the same. It's the same kind of thing, though. I always think, you know, with your fitness. And I know if you're listening to this and you're feeling like I don't even know, like, how to start, or I don't, you know what I mean? Like, I can't just sit. I always think take action. Like in that moment, if you're like, I could just do 5 minutes, I can go for a 10 minute walk, I can do a 20 minute DVD. Like don't sit there and beat yourself up and think about all the things like that, you know, why you can't do it or that you are failing or that you're, you know, you feel uncomfortable in your skin or you're not your pre-pregnancy weight or you're not where you want to be or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. Those spin cycle energy thoughts, if you actually sit down and think about the amount of time they take, because I'm a thinker and I get this, like my brain, literally, if I let myself go into that spin cycle, I can just be like paralyzed for like an hour of thinking about stuff. Yeah. So it's like, just be like, say out loud, like stop the thoughts and just do something. And that could just even be like jumping jacks in place. But once you start to train those brain patterns, you will start to create new habits. And that's what this is really about. You know, fitness and like fitness and nutrition, everyone wants the trends and everyone wants it. Like I was doing this research the other day, the diet industry is a $66 billion industry.
$6 billion.
One of the number one search things on Google is how to lose weight. And it's like, we have this like complete obsession with this whole topic, but it's like, there's not really any, like, there's no quick solutions. And I know everyone has said this for so long. It's like, but all these new diets that come out are just feeding this big money machine. And in all reality, it's just reprogramming your own personal habits. And everyone has a different way of programming, because, you know, what's going to work for me is not going to work for you. Like, your lifestyle is different than mine right now. But if you literally just stop every time you start to have these negative thoughts or think, I'm going to go on this next diet, and just do something that makes you take action or make movement, it will start to totally change the way that you like your fitness is. It's going to become a lot easier.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. And one thing I want to say, like, just to add on to sort of what we were talking about earlier, which is just like the whole idea of taking action and doing something. There's also this thing in my mind that I'm trying to eliminate, and I recommend that you really think about it from your perspective. So if you are someone who is struggling with, you know, fitting in your fitness and trying to get everything to work, try to eliminate the word just from your vocabulary when you're talking about your own fitness side of it. So instead of saying to yourself, like, well, I was just able to do 5 minutes today. Instead, just be like, I was able to do 5 minutes. Like, the word just creates this like feeling of like uncertainty, or like almost like this, almost has like a negative, yeah, like it has this negative sort of impact, right? Versus in your mind, if you're like, I was able to do 5 minutes of cardio today. I was able to go on a 10-minute walk today, instead of just, you will immediately feel better about it versus feeling like you are lacking. So try it, because it really does, your mind will dictate how you feel, right? So you have to like learn how to exercise your brain essentially and reprogram your brain to be able to recognize that you're taking action and that things are positive versus always just pulling yourself back into like a negative tailspin.
Well, and this is something too that I'm like been super passionate about for like for myself, but also for like all of the women that we coach, whether it be in Fitchix Academy or whether it be with Fitchix. Like, and this is kind of my mantra for this year, is like adapting a mindset of movement. Because I think one of the biggest issues, we're going to be talking about this next week on the podcast, but I think one of the biggest issues or roadblocks for a lot of us is that we've tied this idea of exercise or fitness to like a program or to the gym or to something that's external to us, right?
Yeah.
And it's like, I'm not exercising unless I'm at the gym, or I'm not like exercising unless I'm doing my spin class or doing my yoga class or whatever it is. And then when we miss that yoga class or spin class, it creates this like this feeling of guilt, or that you failed, or that you're not on your exercise plan, which then leads to like the spin cycle of binge eating or whatever it is that you have as triggers. Because it's like, once you create that short-term mentality, it's like, it's just like this spiral effect, right?
Mm-hmm.
So my whole thing is like trying to get people and trying to get, and we talk about this a lot in our Fitness and Nutrition Expert program, is adapting a mindset of movement where it's like, movement is part of who you are. It's not part of your daily activities. It's part of who you are. So like, for example, for me, it's very natural for me not even to think about taking my car to go to the store that takes me 30 minutes to walk to. That for me has just become natural, because I like moving more than I like sitting in a car. And those are things that, again, you know, depending on your schedule or whatever, but if you could walk that 5 minute walk instead of taking the car. But once you start to ingrain it in who you are and shifting to a mindset of movement, like, I'm someone who moves every single day for 30 to 60 minutes. That doesn't mean you're somebody who goes to the gym every day for 30 to 60 minutes, but that could be your choice of movement. But getting into that mindset where it's like, I am that person, that's who I am. It's not something I strive to be. It's not something that I, you know what I mean? That I need to be on a program to do. This is who I am. I move every day. And that is the lifestyle change that will start. And those are the things that are going to save your weight, your health, everything for the long haul.
It's agreed.
It just is one of those things that just doesn't sound as sexy as 10 pounds in 10 days.
Yeah.
But no. Once you make it so it's like ingrained in you, then there's no effort anymore. You know what I mean? Like, there's no effort to keep it going because it's part of who you are.
Mm-hmm. No, it's so true. And that's why for me, you know, just doing these shifts was necessary, because as a mom and as a mom to a toddler, it's like, movement is still so important to me. I can't go a day without moving my body in some way. I can't just sit and watch. I remember right after I had Maddie, and my doctor was like, you just got to rest for 6 weeks, C-section, rest maybe even a little bit longer, and you just got to sit. And I remember Dave was like, we can just watch movies and hang out. And I felt like I was going to lose my mind. Like, I was like, I can't. I don't even like watching movies. I'm like, just sitting there and just being not, I was like, oh my gosh, like, I'm going to go crazy. Because movement for me is important. So it's like, even if it is just small things, I look forward to going to the park every day, because I'm like, okay, cool. Now that it's nice outside, I can get outside every single day and like move. At least I look forward to that. Even if I can't fit in my regular routine, I know that I'm going to get some movement in every day.
Well, and that's, it's just keeping it going no matter what it is that you can do. Mm-hmm. Like I have... Excuse me, my friend, she has a baby who now is, he's not one yet. I think he's not 10 months, but she started going back to the gym at 6 months, and he was, you know, he's pretty much a little wildcat.
Yeah.
And so every time she'd bring him to like the babysitting at the gym, and she's like, I would get on to like the machines and I would be there for like 10 minutes and it would be like, okay, can you come get your son? Because they've got to take care of other kids at the daycare too, right?
Yeah.
So she'd be like, oh my God, he's such a hellion. But it was just one of those things, even for her, she's like, even just keeping with that habit though of me getting there, going to the daycare, even if I get that 10 minutes in, that's perfect because I move somewhat. And also it just makes her keep, like, it keeps that habit going instead of just shutting that out of your life for a period of time and then being like, okay, I'm going to add it back in, which mm-hmm. is a lot harder.
Mm-hmm. No, that's super true.
So what would be your biggest tips or life advice for mummies of kids, like any age, to keep their fitness on? I mean, again, it's not saying it's easier when kids are older because they're more self-sufficient and, you know, you can leave them to go work out or do whatever, but,
yeah, I don't know. I don't know if it gets easier because I don't have older kids right now. So I can only speak to like my experience right now, but I can say like the things that have been my biggest sort of go-tos in order to be able to maintain my healthy lifestyle just in general has been batch cooking. So, cause the nutrition side is so key, right? It's like, it fuels me, it makes me feel good. So, you know, like batch cooking is key. So I do big slow cooker meals. I do one on Monday. I put something in the morning and then I usually eat that for like the rest of the week for my lunches, because lunches are like the one thing that, like, if I don't have them prepared because I am so busy in the day, I'll just eat like something weird, you know, like I'll just be like, oh, I'm just gonna eat crackers or like a peanut butter sandwich or whatever. And then that's not going to fuel me for the rest of my day, because again, my days are long. So I like to have something that I batch cook. So it's usually like a soup or like a stew or a chili or something in the slow cooker so that I have that. And that's sort of my go-to. My dinners, I try to keep them really simple as well and just really nourishes. And I have this rule that like, if I wouldn't give it to my daughter, then I shouldn't eat it either. Right. So that's helped me a lot, because that's like, well, you know, she doesn't eat like, so she's young enough that she doesn't ask me for like, you know, ice cream or anything yet, because she's never had it. So she doesn't know what she's missing. So I think that for me, it's been like, if I don't feed it to her, I don't eat it either. So that's kind of like my golden rule for food. For fitness, it's like I said, I put my workout clothes on and I just fit it in when I possibly can. If you're not someone who works from home, so you maybe can't wear your workout clothes to the office. I recommend that if you are someone that is going to an office or something, just schedule it in, like make it a priority, whether it's like during your lunch hour, you're going for a walk, or you're, you know, even organizing if your workplace has like a boardroom or something like that, and you can organize to have like a group of like other moms, like I'm sure that there's other people in your office that are struggling with the same thing that you are, maybe organize to be like a little bit of like a little accountability group. And like every day at lunch, you each, you know, you do a DVD at lunch together, or you do something online or you whatever, but like you make it a priority, or you go for a walk together at lunch or something. But like encouraging each other to get moving and to keep moving is a really great thing to do. And then I think the other thing is just like what I was talking about earlier, which is just learn to be more flexible with yourself. Learn to be like, prioritize yourself as much as you can. Cause I know that some people say like, you have to. And sometimes it's really, really hard to be able to, because things come up and it's just like every moment of your day is taken up by something and consumed by you, by what's going on. But you do need to take care of yourself but you also need to be able to be flexible with yourself. So if the workouts aren't happening the way that you think they should, or if one day, you know, you're just like, man, I didn't prepare dinner and now I just got to get takeout because it's just like the kids got to eat and I have to eat and we just need something fast because if I cook dinner, it's going to take X amount of time. Like, just be okay with that, you know, and just let yourself be okay with that. Don't beat yourself up about it, because beating yourself up about something like that is not going to serve you. And if it doesn't serve you, what's the point? So just like, let it go with what it is, go with the flow a little bit more, and then just kind of, I guess, you know, try to regroup the next day. Also, oh, one last thing. Sorry, I have lots of tips. My one final tip though, too, from a nutrition standpoint as well, is have some go-to things that take you literally 5 minutes to make. Like, even if it's not food that you already have prepared, but it's like, you know that like your kids will eat eggs. So like if you're running like really late into the day and you're like, oh my gosh, we just got back from like hockey practice or whatever, and they've got to eat dinner and this and that, like, but there's no time for me to make a big extravagant meal. Like, simplify it, make some eggs, like make some omelets for dinner, or, you know, just make a really good salad and stuff like that. Like, there's different ways to be able to stay on your goals and stay on target and still eat nutritiously.
Oh yeah. That's one thing I love. I love like healthy shortcuts. Like,
yeah.
Like things that like literally like don't feel guilty if you're grabbing like a pre-made chicken and you're grabbing, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Even though sometimes it's like, okay, these things are a little bit more expensive. Like, you know, for example, if you're going to get like pre-cut veggies or whatever it is, like, you know, they have the packs, like just throw them into a stir fry, add chicken to it, add some sauce. It's more expensive to buy them that way. But if that is going to keep your sanity and keep you on your goals, then that's something that for sure, like, do those shortcuts. Have cans of, you know, I know you don't eat tuna, but cans of like tuna if your kids like it, or cans of beans, like different pre-made coleslaw mixes. Without the dressing though. Like,
my go-to as well though is the rotisserie chickens at the grocery store. The ones that are already like pre-cooked. I buy one of those pretty much every week. And they're not that expensive. And I use it, like, I just bought one yesterday because I didn't have time because my morning got completely hijacked by some family situation. So I ended up going to the grocery because I was like, I'm starving. It's lunchtime. I have nothing made. I didn't have time to do it. So I bought one of those and then I used it to make salads and to make wraps. So we had salads for lunch. We had wraps for dinner. And then I still have some left over. So that's going to be Maddie and my lunch today. So it's like, it's such an easy thing. And it's like, it's healthy. It's easy. And you can do different things with it, right? So you just don't have to feel overwhelmed, and you don't have to be like, okay, I guess I don't have anything prepared, I'm just going to eat like fast food or something. Cause it doesn't have to be that. Cause that's just going to make you feel like junk anyways.
Completely. And then that will be my last tip too, to add in before you wrap this up. But, just from a nutrition standpoint too, one thing that I always tell my clients, my students as well, is like, in your area, just do like a quick Google search one day and like check out what kind of healthy takeout spots there are in your area. Because like, I know for me, I have Freshie by me, which is like in Canada, it's like a place where you go and build your own salads. They have soups. You build your own bowls with brown rice, quinoa, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I have one around the corner from me. I was so pumped when I found it.
Yeah, but there's lots of different places. Like even oh my gosh, it's totally not Quesada. What's the one that you get the burritos from?
Chipotle?
Yes, Chipotle. So they have a lot, obviously they have a lot of like heavier stuff, but you can make like lighter burritos there. Like there's a lot of places now like that are fast food, but they're more healthy food, like Fit for Life, or you know, like even your grocery section, there's a whole takeout section. But just do like a quick Google search so you kind of know where these restaurants are, these takeout spots are. So when you are literally in a pinch, you're not just going to the McDonald's drive-thru or to like, you know, Subway or things like that. You kind of know that you've got those options and that you can like, you can get something in a pinch there. As opposed to, and the best thing for that is literally just to know where they are. Because a lot of times we, especially if you live in like the suburbs, you don't even know what options there are for healthy foods within your area.
Yeah. And it's just, honestly, like what you were saying, like the grocery store, the deli, like the pre-made foods and stuff. That's like probably like my go-to. Like that's what I use consistently. I buy the pre-cut veggies. I buy the rotisserie chickens. I buy the pre-made salads sometimes because I just, it's just like, there's days when it just doesn't happen for you, right? And when that happens, you just want to be able to feed yourself and fuel yourself. Like I said, my rule is I don't give myself crap because I wouldn't give it to Maddie. So it's like, I have to make sure that whatever I'm buying and whatever I'm cooking or whatever I'm using is something that my daughter can eat too. So if you follow that rule, chances are you'll probably eat 10 times better because now you're like, oh wait, I got to like make sure I feed my child too the same.
Exactamundo.
Yeah. And it's okay. it's worth the extra payment. Honestly, it's worth the extra bucks for the peace of mind. So don't feel like a failure that you did that. Don't feel like you suck like I do sometimes.
No, but I mean, I think that's something that a lot, like as women, we need to share more openly because I think a lot of women, well, most women feel this way, whether you have kids or don't have kids, that you're trying to, you know, be perfect in everything and you always feel like you're not good enough. And it's something that I think the more we just talk about, it's like, okay, if you guys feel that way too, and I feel that way, okay, maybe that is kind of normal, you know, and you're doing better than you think all the time.
Yeah.
So with that, we're going to wrap this up. And of course, for all our mamas out there, if anything of grandmamas, mamas to babies, pregnant mamas, fur baby mamas, Mother Nature, everyone out there who essentially is a woman. And of course, we'll celebrate our roosters on Father's Day. So you get your day, don't worry. But just want to spread our healthy love to you and say a huge thank you for all that you do because you make this world a way better place.
Yes. Thank you.
And for more information, of course, too, if you want to expand your knowledge in this area, moms or not, we do have our upcoming Holistic Nutrition and Weight Loss Expert Program that starts on June 26th. We also have our registration for our Fitness and Nutrition Expert Program open for September. So it's our fall program coming up, and all information for that is at fitchicksacademy.com. And if there's anything else you guys want us to tackle on the podcast, we'd love to hear from you guys. We have some awesome interviews coming up, some amazing topics. And, but of course we want to make sure that it's stuff you want to hear about. So please leave us a comment, email us at info@fitchicks.ca, and we'll make sure that we hook you up.
Definitely. Thanks guys for listening.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast. Want more healthy love? Visit www.fitchicks.com for amazing resources, free workouts, recipes, tips, and so much more to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life, inside and out.